Members are going to call the State Government Finance Committee hearing to order. Members, in your packet, you have the minutes for April 28th. Representative Pugh, you want to move those minutes? Representative Pugh?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yep. Representative Pugh moves the minutes for April 28th, 2016. Members, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the April 28th minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The April 28th minutes are adopted. With that, members, I'm going to move House File 3549 before us in the committee. In your packets, you will find the House Research Summary, the fiscal note. This is before our committee because of the fiscal implications on it. And with that, Representative Chair Sanders, you want to present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And members, just very briefly, because I know this has been discussed for quite a while, but this is a bill that will move Minnesota to a presidential primary. This will be on the first Tuesday in March, unless the, as of now, both major parties agree on a different date, but the bill is pegged to the first Tuesday in March. And members, I think as we've all went through and experienced the caucus this year, where most Minnesotans already assumed and thought that we had a presidential primary and were maybe a little bit unaware or surprised that more or less they were technically voting in a straw poll. You know, Minnesotans want to vote. They love to participate in voting. We have very high numbers across, when you compare them across the country, with the number of individuals in Minnesota that desire to vote. And I think that moving to a presidential primary opens up the access and opens up the opportunity for those that wish to choose their party's nominee to be able to have a voice, and opens it up beyond the day or beyond the typical time where a caucus would meet. That being said, we're not abolishing the caucus. We're not changing the caucus in any way. Still think that's important for party growth and those that wish to be involved in growing the party and all of those things that go along with that. So we want to protect that as well. But at this time, Madam Chair, that's the bill. Happy to walk through it in more detail if needed. But I understand that there's an amendment. We're happy to move forward on that.
We do. Members, just to take care of some of the financial pieces, I've got the A7 amendment. You should have that before you. If you don't, please let us know and we'll have a page provide that to you. I'm going to move the A7 amendment. And what this does is it just takes care of the financial piece of it. So when this takes place down the road, this will make sure that there is a budget request put in place for reimbursement for the local units of government and so forth. So that's basically what it does in a nutshell. Members, do you have any questions? Representative Nelson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess my amendments, I think we're thinking a little bit along the same lines there, is making sure that the money's there for it. I guess the difference that I see between your amendment and my amendment is that this requires them to ask for it in the base or ask for it in their budget, which means it may or may not get approved by the legislature at that time. Mine makes it statutory where it's going to be part of the base. And I guess you could argue that, again, we can or don't have to do it. But I guess that's the big difference between them. But I think we're thinking along the same lines, that we want to make sure that if we say we're going to pay for it, that we got the money there to pay for it, and we don't down the line not pay for it.
Okay. Members, any other questions on the A7 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A7 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The A7 amendment is adopted. So that gets the bill in the order that the author wishes. We do have the A6 amendment still, but I did think that it would be helpful if there's people that want to testify. I understand, Chair Sanders, that you have some resources available if need be. But is there anyone else that wishes to speak to this bill? Seeing none, we're going to take up the A6 amendment. Representative Nelson, to your amendment.
And thank you, Madam Chair. Again, as I said earlier, the difference between this and what was already put on is that this puts it in the base. MMB would put it in the base for that year's budget and make it a statutory appropriation, and so that it's there, and so that it can be guaranteed that the expenses get paid and not get an unfunded mandate dumped on the counties.
And I appreciate you looking for a solution on this, Representative Nelson. We were both, like you said, thinking along the same lines. My concern is more that we are not tying the hands of future legislatures, but just saying you need to have this on your radar screen, that this is something that needs to come forward. So that's kind of my thought process, and we've got the language in place. I don't know if you want to proceed with your amendment, or what would you prefer to do?
Well, Madam Chair, there are, it was whispered in my ear, there are many other statutory appropriations that we have in budget, so I would like to move my amendment, yes.
Okay. Representative Nelson moves his amendments. Members, questions? Representative Carlson.
Madam Chair, as you may remember, I raised this question in Ways and yep. Means, being that we're both on that committee. And I think that the Nelson Amendment eliminates the concerns that other counties had. They were quite nervous that perhaps the funding wouldn't be there, or if there wasn't enough funding, that it would be allocated based on population but not full funding. And so the Nelson Amendment, even though I recognize, as Representative Nelson pointed out, you're both moving in the same direction, I think the Nelson Amendment would alleviate that concern among the counties, perhaps more than what the current language is after the previous amendment.
Well,
so I would encourage a yes vote.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. I would beg to differ. I would say that the previous amendment does address the concerns. It does guarantee that they're going to have their expenses reimbursed, and that's part of that language. With that, members, any other questions to the amendment? Representative Nelson.
I'd like a roll call.
Representative Nelson likes the would request the roll call. With that, the clerk will take the roll.
Representative Anderson S.
No.
Howe.
No.
Johnson.
Yes.
Albright.
No.
Anderson M. Carlson.
Aye.
Detmer.
No.
Earhart. Kahn?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Lunin? Nash?
Nope.
Nelson?
Yes.
Petersburg?
No.
Pugh?
No.
Runbeck?
No.
And Schultz?
Yes.
On a vote of 8 nays and 6 ayes, the amendment is not adopted. Representative Sanders, to your bill. Members, any questions for Representative Sanders on his bill? Representative Lane.
Well, I just want to make a comment. As I said before, that if the taxpayers are paying for this election, as they will now be doing, they should have some say as to how we operate that the election. And at least a third, if not more, of the people don't specifically identify with one particular party at any one time, but they still participate in an election and choose a party candidate at the time of a presidential election. So if, like I say, if the taxpayers are going to be paying for this, they should have a say into how we do it, and I don't think that they're going to like the idea of coming in and having to pick a particular ballot for one particular party and therefore being forever for the next 4 years identified with that party in a public list of who chose which ballot. So I just don't agree with having the semi-closed approach. I would much prefer the open primary, and I'm still going to stand on that. I think that 4 years from now we're going to hear as it hits the public and they realize what's happening and there's going to be some outrage. We'll see then how much outrage, but it just doesn't feel Minnesotan to me, so I will be voting against it. Thank you.
Okay. Members, Representative Rembeck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So on the issue of closed versus open versus semi-closed now, how would this be described, this type of presidential primary?
Chair Sanders.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Rembeck, or leaning open, as Representative Carlson said in Ways and Means. I would describe this as a hybrid approach, more or less. Listen, this is, for all intents and purposes, being run like an actual election. But with this election, we're not electing anybody. The parties are choosing a nominee, and we're awarding delegates based off of that. But this is run exactly like an election, up to the point of we're not electing anybody in this, but we are having a vote, opportunity for Minnesota Republicans to have a say in who the Republican nominee is, and for those in the DFL to have their voice heard in who the nominee will be for the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. So while I certainly understand that, and that is the the biggest discussion piece left in this bill. I would just say, again, for everyone to remember that we are, the purpose of this is for the parties to choose their nominee. I think you'll hear, and I know that Chairman Martin is here as well, but I think that the parties, both of them, feel very strongly that this is about the parties choosing a nominee. And so I think for that purpose, a hybrid approach is preferred.
Representative Rumbach.
Thank you.
Members, any other questions? With that, all those in favor of House File 3549, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The bill is adopted, and it goes to General Register. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair,
as amended,
and members.
As amended.
Okay.
We'll get it in there.
Madam Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Does this not have to go to rules before it can go to the General Register, because we did miss deadline, the finance deadline? And I know it came out of Ways and Means, but it was before deadlines.
So what the process is it goes to the General Register, and then the clerk refers it to the Rules Committee. So that's why we have the motion as it going to the General Register. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess that's the way I thought it was supposed to go, but in a couple of recent committees, they sent it to the rules instead of sending it to the next committee or to the General Register. So that's why I questioned it.
I know, it's very confusing. So with that, members, we are adjourned.